So this morning, I would like to look at the tonality of experience. This is a term which you find in the Buddhist tradition. And as I said yesterday evening, you have the contact, and upon the contact, you have a feeling tone. And it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant, and it's relatively neutral. And so it's actually the second foundation of mindfulness. The first one, in a way, is the body, and the second one is a feeling tone. So here, when I'm talking of tonality, I am not talking of a complex emotion. I'm not talking about anger, sadness, happiness. I am just talking about the moment of contact, when you hear a sound, when you see something, when you feel something, when you have a thought, and upon that contact, immediately it's, I like this. I don't like this. I don't care. And those tonality of experience, this tonality of contact, we have a very quick reaction to them. And it's very connected to grasping or not grasping in a way. And so the mindfulness is to help us first to be more aware of that quality of our experience. That's the first thing. And the second thing, the mindfulness helps us to see how we are influenced by the tonality and also can help us to not be so caught or so reactive to the tonality. And so first is to kind of just be aware of that quality of the experience. So to see that in a way you have the contact, you have the feeling tone, and then very quickly that can become more complex. So then you might have more like a feeling sensation in the body. Then it can become more complex and become an emotion. And then it can become more disturbed, and then you can have a disturbing emotion. But often it starts out at just you hear something, you see something, you taste something, you smell something, you feel something, you think something. And one moment you don't, and you don't have that tonality, and next you have the tonality. And then that generally shifts. We can quickly go into grasping. So if it's a pleasant tonality, if it's pleasant, then we generally want more of it. We want it to continue. This an area which you can look at here is in terms of the food. You eat some food or you drink some tea or you have some cakes. And so you start by contact. You put it in your mouth. And if it's pleasant, before you even chew it, you start to think, I want more. And so if you're not even finished what you have in your plate and you're already thinking, it'll be nice to have more. So it's not saying that you cannot enjoy the pleasant feeling tone, because the Buddha says it's very important to experience pleasant feeling tone. So the tone, the feeling tone themselves are just a functioning of the organism. It's very important that the meditation is not to stop the feeling tone, because the tonality, in a way, it's what makes us human, that this is pleasant, this is unpleasant, this is neutral. This is just being human. And also it's a survival mechanism. It's very important. But what we're looking more is what is our reaction. Do we grasp or do we creatively engage? So it's really looking at that. Is it amplified or not? That's another thing to look at. You have the unpleasant tonality, as I said before. Unpleasant tonality we generally have a very quick reaction to it. And the difficulty with the unpleasant is we associate very quickly. So you have an unpleasant feeling tone because of something specific, that it be a thought, that it be a sensation, that it be a sound. And so that's one thing. And then often we have a tendency to want to reject it, to push it away. But that if you do that, you also can amplify it. But also the difficulty with that tonality is that it can quickly associate with past tonality. So that you have the tonality because of something now, but then because it has this tendency to make us grasp the unpleasant tonality, then we associate to, in the past, this also happened, and it's always like this. So we can quickly amplify, associate with the unpleasant tonality, instead of staying with what is difficult about this now, what is unpleasant about this now. And then the neutral one, neither one or the other. Actually, a lot of the time, for us, a neutral one can become unpleasant. And personally, I think the neutral one is interesting because I see it as a baseline. That actually, we go up, pleasant, we go down, unpleasant, and then it's like kind of there is this baseline of neutral. That in a way, it's kind of like more restful tonality. But often we associate this neutral tonality with boring. It's boring. I am bored. Nothing is happening. Instead of saying it's restful. Nothing is happening, but nothing bad is happening. And so in a way, to kind of, this is interesting to see that we all have a strange imaginary baseline. And so often you have the feeling that the baseline should be pleasant number 5. So if it's pleasant number 5, then yes. After that, underneath, it becomes all unpleasant. So it's quite large. And sometimes you have the baseline, which is actually an unpleasant baseline. And so you might have a baseline which is minus 5. And then if you have a lot of the time at minus 5, just to come back to neutral is already something. But if you imagine that your baseline must be plus 5, then you have to go from minus 5 to plus 5, which is quite a lot. Instead of just saying, oh, can I go back to neutral? Can it come up a little bit? So it's interesting to see what is our assumption in terms of tonality. Another thing with the tonality is because they're connected to the senses, at any given time, we could have 6 different tonality. You could be sitting here, feeling your body is relatively okay. At the same time, I mean, today is different, but yesterday, let's take yesterday. I don't know if anybody tried to have a shower yesterday, but the water was cold. So personally, I touched it and I did not have a shower. But you could sit there and you're fine, even if you're a little unwashed, you're fine. But then you could have the thought, if there is no hot water tomorrow, this is terrible. And then every day, no shower, this is terrible. And then everybody is going to sting, this is terrible. So in a way, yes, if you had the cold shower, it could have been refreshing or unpleasant, depending on how you feel about that. And then if you think about it, then you can do many other things with it. And then you have different tonality, one which is actually even unwashed, you're okay. But to think that you're going to be more unwashed is not okay. And so just to see that at any given moment, we can have different feeling tone. But sometimes the feeling tone can come together. So if suddenly one, like let's say the pleasant one, goes up, then you think, wow, everything is fantastic. But then if one, an unpleasant one, is dominant, then everything is terrible. And your friend can say, look, it's sunny, it's beautiful, and you're, no way. So it's interesting how they can be in balance, or how one can dominate, or how one can take the others. And so that's why this, for me, this practice is really an exploration. So it's not a calibration, it's not a listing. The idea is not to sit there, pleasant, unpleasant, don't know, pleasant, unpleasant, who knows. It's really not the idea. So when you do the meditation, you're not trying to be aware of all the feeling tone at any given moment. That's not the idea. The idea is actually to connect the mindfulness of the feeling tone with one of the anchor. So that's what I will suggest today. So you can do it with the anchor of the breath. And so with the anchor of the breath, what you will meet generally, you will be aware of, is generally neutral feeling tone. Or you can do it with the body sweeping. If you like the body sweeping, you can just go through and notice the difference between just the sensation of contact of the clothes on the body, which could be more neutral, to a little sensation of warmth, which could be pleasant, to a little pain in the knee, which could be unpleasant. So in a way, it's kind of just going slowly through the body, noticing the contact with different sensation, and noticing if we can notice the tonality of that experience. Or another anchor which can be very useful is a sound. So you can just sit down in meditation, or it might be easier to do that practice outside or in the room, because there might be more sound. Like when we sit here, there are not so many sounds, but you can try it too. And so this meditation is interesting, the listening meditation, because the anchor is very open. So we have the breath is generally more precise, the body is a little more precise too, generally, unless you are just generally aware of the body. And with the sound, it's an anchor which is really wide open. And also it's something that you don't control. The breath, we can control it a little. The body, it's very personal. But sounds, generally, it's impersonal. They just happen. And also, we don't know when they happen. So it's also help us to be in this open acceptance, this receptivity, just waiting for the sound to happen. And then we can see, we can be present to the sound, then it goes, and again, we can be present to the sound. So with the sound again, we can bring the exploring. We can see, oh, the sound arrives, oh, it's gone. Or sometimes there is a sound which continues, and we can go inside the sound and see that it changes within itself. And then here, if you bring a little of the mindfulness of the feeling tone, then you can bring the exploration to that too. And then you can notice a sound arrives, and generally there is a feeling tone. When the sound goes, does the feeling tone goes with it? If a sound continues, does the tonality remain the same? Or does it change over time? When we eat, we can do the same. You eat something, you have the first contact, and you have a certain tonality. Then when you finish chewing the food, and it's gone down your stomach, what's left? Does the feeling tone go with the food? Or does something remain? Or if we choose something for a long time, does the feeling tone remain the same? This is also interesting to bring the mindfulness, to see how what happened with contact, what happened with the tonality. Another thing to see with the tonality is that the tonality generally is not in the object. Like often we have the impression that the goodness, the pleasantness, or the unpleasantness is in the object. So if I like some food, the pleasantness is in the food itself. And if I have a friend who don't like that food, I might tell her, but look, you have not had a good one. If you had a good one, you would like it. Basically because I like it and because I assume it's good in itself. But what is fascinating with the tonality is that it's conditioned. It's created over time. It can be like cultural, social, it can be physiological, many different things like that. And so in a way, to be mindful of the feeling tone makes us see a little bit that there is actually, it's us a lot of the time who bring the tonality, who give the tonality upon contact, and not necessarily the thing itself. And also it can depend on condition. For example, in the summer, I would eat ice cream because I think it's refreshing. So it gives me a pleasant sensation. In the winter, you bring me ice cream and I'm like, no way. So you have the same thing. And in the summer, it gives me a pleasant feeling tone. In the winter, an unpleasant one. The same with the cool shower. In the summer, great, it cools. In the winter, no way, I want a hot shower. So again, you have the same water, but you don't have the same feeling tone. And so when we do this meditation, so what I would recommend that you do today is that you just try to be aware a little bit of that part of our experience. So either with the breath, either with the sensation in the body, or either with the sound. But also, of course, if, for example, you like to do loving kindness, then you can notice that if you do the loving kindness phrases, generally it has pleasant feeling tone. That's what generally it can be uplifting to do that type of meditation. And that also we can be experience that. But I see this practice as trying to be more inside the experience and not to be kind of like calibrating. Or is this number 2.5 pleasant? Or is this minus this or that? I am not asking you to do that. I'm just, can I be aware of the tonality of experience? When we sit in this room, unless hopefully you don't have great pain, generally a lot of the time when we sit, it will be fairly neutral. But then here, you can notice two different things. You can notice the contact itself with the breath, with the sensation, with the sound, with the loving kindness. And then you can notice when I'm really mindful, when I'm mindful in a kind, stable way, balanced way, what is the tonality of that? Because the mindfulness itself has a tonality. And personally, I think it has a little pleasant tonality. But that's for you to notice. I can just be aware, then I can be in a way aware in that kind, stable, open way. How does that feel? Is there a difference to that? Then what will be interesting will be in terms of the walking meditation. And so if you walk outside, for example, or if you walk around, there will be more things to see. And that, with seeing, you can really, I mean, hearing also, you can be aware of the feeling tone, but seeing is very good for that. And to see that we see something, and immediately there is a feeling tone. Just at the level of color, you see red, you see green, you see a color, and immediately you have a feeling tone. And I mean, the color has not done anything, you know. You see green or red and you feel, I like it, you know. And so in a way, it's to see. That's why I think the walking meditation is interesting in terms of seeing, to notice. If I look at the vista, if I look at some rubbish, what's a feeling tone? Another thing with seeing you can play around is with duration. That, well, I don't know if you can do that here, but you can try to look at something which is pleasant, something which is a little unpleasant, and something which is a little neutral. So I don't know if I saw a little bird this morning. I thought, little bird, that's nice. You know, so you can, you know, see the little bird, then there might be some rubbish, see the rubbish, and then something, a neutral color. And then try to see, if I look at the little bird, look at the rubbish, look at the neutral object, for just a second, what's the feeling tone? Then if I stay 10 seconds on each, does it make a difference to the feeling tone? If I stay 30 seconds, does it make a difference? So looking again at the duration. And also if I stop looking at the little bird, am I still left with a little evocation of that? Because when I think of the little bird, I'm still, he's not here right now. But I think of the little bird, there is a little pleasant feeling tone. This is also interesting, how we can bring things. So I think that's what I'll say for now. Is this relatively clear what we're going to do? And then at the end of the morning, we can have discussion about this, okay? So if we stand up and just stretch a little bit first,